All right, welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is something that I call a craving eliminator. And you may or may not have heard me talk about this before, but I want to take you through it and I want to talk about it in greater depth so that you can understand how to use it more effectively, right? A lot of times what ends up happening, this is the challenge of teaching things, is that I'll take you through a specific technique, but it's important not to get caught up on that one specific technique and to understand what's going into creating it, okay? Because once you understand the deeper levels of what's happening, you'll use it a lot more, okay? If you always try and do the exact same thing over and over and over again, it starts to become less effective. If you understand the principles behind what's going on, you can use them consistently with good results. So, okay, so simply, the craving eliminator is based on the premise that you have associations to foods, okay? And we're gonna stick with foods, but I want you to understand, you can do this with anything. You have associations to exercising. Or you have different associations to different exercises. And what we wanna focus on here, though, is we're gonna focus on food. So you have these unconscious associations or connections to food. So when it comes to a point where you say, okay, that's it, I gotta stop eating cookies, or I have to take it easy on the cookies. Whatever food it is you pick, we can say that we need to take it easier, we need to cut them out or slow down on them, whatever it is, but it's not just enough to just say we want to stop or slow down. We want to deal with the unconscious association because that's what's driving most of our behavior, all right? So the way that we do that is we're going to use our imagination. We want to feel differently about these foods, okay? So the presupposition a lot of people have is they say, well, I love this food. I'm gonna stop myself, I need to cut it out. But what that does is it creates this kind of unconscious battle where they're craving it, they're desiring it, it's all this pleasure they're thinking about, then they're consciously trying to have them squash that. Okay, and it's that constant process over and over. What we're talking about here is intentionally changing the association we have so that it's not constantly coming back up over and over again. Okay, so that we can change the way that we literally feel about that food so that the cravings disappear. All right. So to do this isn't that difficult because ultimately what we're talking about here is we're looking to tap into the truth. Okay. The truth being that the foods that you're saying I need to take it easy with or I need to slow down with, there's a reason why. And there's probably a very good reason why. Maybe they make you fat and you don't like being fat. Maybe they zap your energy. Okay. So there's real specific reasons why you want to stop. We have to use our imagination though. It's not just enough to say, oh, this has got a lot of fat in it, or there's a lot of grams of fat or a lot of carbs in this, so I need to stop. That's a logical reason. We need to tap into the emotional reasons. So the real typical way I like to do this is that you imagine yourself eating that food. Okay, so this is the first step. You imagine the food you want to have more control over, and you imagine yourself consuming it in the most enjoyable way. So what I mean by that is if it's cookies that you're struggling with, what kind of cookie? Where do you eat that cookie? All right, what time of day? Who's around? Who's not around? Are you watching TV? Are you reading a book? Are you on the computer? What is the scenario going on that is the most pleasurable scenario you could think of to consume that cookie or that food? Okay, and that's what you want to start thinking about. So you're consuming that food the way that you like. And now what you're going to do is you're going to add in the results of that behavior. Okay? Now the big problem is, this is the problem with our minds and time, is that as you're eating that cookie, you're only getting the pleasure. Okay? As you're eating that food, you're only getting the pleasure in that moment. And that's what you're associating. So what we're looking to do is associate that behavior to the long-term result. Okay? That's where your mind comes in. So what is the long-term result of this behavior? Right? It's probably excess weight. It's probably one of them, right? Kind of being lethargic, getting tired out. So what you want to do is you want to attach yourself to those long-term results. And the way you can do it, I'm going to do it in a dramatic way, but I want you to, again, understand what I'm doing. I want you to imagine you're consuming that food and all of a sudden you're looking in the mirror, right? And as you look in the mirror, you can watch yourself. And you can do this with your eyes closed. You want to imagine yourself eating that food, watching yourself eating it. Each bite, each chew, and you watch yourself. And now you imagine you're doing it while you stand on a scale. Okay, and you look down if you want, you can see the scale, and watch yourself eat the food. And now if you take it a step further, again, it's going to add another level of emotion to it. As you imagine, you're watching yourself in the mirror as you have no clothes on. Okay, so you're naked in front of this mirror, standing on a scale, eating this food that was so enjoyable to you. Now, for most people, this changes the way that it feels. Okay, it changes the feeling that you usually associate to that food. Now, what I want to understand is this, and there's a huge distinction, this is what makes it work, is this isn't just about being the, you know, worst case scenario, you know, you're going to think about yourself naked on a scale, looking in a mirror, you're just going to shock yourself to do it. What you're looking to do is to attach that behavior, that habitual behavior, to its ultimate result. Now, another way to look at this is that you are exposing yourself to the truth. And this is essential. Okay? You can't make up stories in your mind that you don't believe. Smokers do this all the time. They say, oh, I'm going to get cancer. But they don't really believe it. They don't really think about it. It may or may not happen. Okay? So what you want to do is you want to keep this truthful. And you want to become clear. And you want to think about, put some time to think about this. What are the effects of this behavior? Okay, so maybe notice we've been focusing a lot on physical things. Right? Standing on the scale, the weight, the way you look in a mirror. Those are physical things. You can also look at the emotional part of it. Right? How do you feel when you finish eating those foods that you want to have more control over? Right? If you binge on them, how do you feel at the end of that? Right? Guilty, depressed, sad, frustrated, disappointed that you did that again. Okay. So another way to do that is that you can imagine yourself eating that food, but before you even take the first bite, you can allow your mind to go to the end result, which may be that disappointment or that emotion that you're going to feel. So this is how you program your mind in a real genuine way. Okay, so you're not... See, what most people do is they never deal with the pleasurable association, right? So someone has a stressful day, they go home, sit on the sofa and eat a pint of ice cream. Well, they feel bad afterwards maybe, but in the moment, the only association is pleasure. So what we're looking to do here is reassociate what we're connecting to that food. And again, I can't say this enough. The secret here is that you've got the truth on your side. Right? The truth is that when you eat that way, when you eat out of control, when you binge, when you snack too much, then it is affecting your body in that way. It is making you overweight. It is making you depressed or disappointed or whatever the negative emotions are. Okay? There's nothing wrong with accepting that and being aware of it. What we're looking to do here is to attach those together on an unconscious level. This is what most people do not do. Now, the beauty here is that you do this a few times and you start to get good at it. You can start doing this with the different foods that are not supporting you. Again, what it does, it allows you to cut through the BS. Every advertisement you see is doing the opposite of this. Okay, so you can learn from that. But you want to begin to feel the truth about these foods. Okay, so that when you think about ice cream, you can think about it occasionally and it's fine. But when you think about it in that overeating sort of way, it's kind of like it's not too appealing to you because you know what it ultimately leads to. Now, the truth is you already do this with some things naturally. I usually use the example of smoking. If you're a non-smoker, you think about cigarettes and, you know, the images you pull into your mind and the way you think about them is unpleasant. Right? It's kind of a negative thing. And so that allows you to be a non-smoker easily. Okay, maybe it's with alcohol, maybe it's with drugs, right? There's lots of different things in your life that you like to do and things you don't like to do. But understand that a lot of that can be manipulated. And the way you manipulate is you manipulate on this unconscious level through associations. And you're being truthful here, remember that, right? You're not saying, you know, if I eat this ice cream, you know, I'm gonna be 50 pounds heavier tomorrow. It's not about that. It's not being ridiculous. It's about being truthful. If I keep eating this ice cream in the way that I've been eating it, this is going to be the result. Okay, so you're going to that end result that you believe fully is going to happen. And when you start doing this in your mind, you do it through your imagination very clearly, then you're going to find that you begin to feel different about these foods. And that changes a lot. Okay, and it does it in a very automatic and natural way. Now, you can do the flip side as well. Okay, so we did the craving eliminator. And just real quickly, you can do the flip side where you get addicted to, where you start installing cravings for foods that are healthy for you. Okay, but again, you do that not even just by the taste of it, but by the end result. So you think about a salad and you imagine how you feel afterward. You feel light, you feel energized. You think about a salad and you imagine your body being lean, being strong, looking the way you want it to. Okay. You imagine, you can do this example, imagine yourself looking in a mirror on a scale eating a salad. Notice what that does to you. Again, right? What I want to point out is this is up to you. You're limited by nothing but your imagination. Okay? So play with this. That's the key thing, because through playing with these different mind techniques and strategies, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. Okay, and you're gonna become aware of this part of yourself that again, a lot of people aren't taught to recognize. Okay, but this is what I want you to do. So when you have foods that you've been struggling with, instead of just trying to gather up your willpower to say no, take a few moments and imagine yourself, again, you can use the basic in the mirror on the scale naked, eating it, or you can go to other painful moments in your life that were caused by that food or that behavior and attach them together. Okay, so I know this is just so important. If you get this down, this really utilizes a lot of the skills that we've been talking about. It's very, very powerful. So play with this. You know, that's the main thing here. Take a few moments right now and go through a food that you wish you had more control over. All right, and do this and see how it affects you. See how it affects how you feel about that food. Okay, so do that, and I'll talk to you next week.